Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available as we count down the days till April 28th through the 30th, Las Vegas, for the 2022 NFL Draft. And one of the young men making their path towards that next level is the Arkansas Pine Bluff standout receiver, Josh Wilkes. He was invited both to the HBCU Legacy Bowl, and he also partook in the very, very valuable HBCU Combine invite. A lot to like about this young man, and we're going to get into the nooks and crannies of what he brings to this 2022 draft class at the receiver position. With that said, Josh Wilkes, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
Thank you for having me. This afternoon, treating me good. Just grinding right now. Just waiting till April.
Yeah, I mean, you've been a busy man. I mean, since the turn of the year, I mean, I assume you've been training at a facility. You had a couple all-star invites and the HBCU events, and then you have Pro Day on the 11th. What was it like just waking up March 12th after your Pro Day and just kind of being able just to exhale a little bit, just to catch your breath and look back on the last few months?
Oh, yeah, it's been crazy, man. It felt good a little bit just to finally just dial everything down, just mentally get my mind right just for April and just keep grinding.
Yeah, and for you, I mean, very athletic. I got to ask, way back Pop Warner Pee Wee days, was Josh Wilkes playing? And if you were you the best athlete on the field? Was it one touchdown after the next?
Oh, yeah. I did play back in the day. I played ever since I was 6 years old. Pretty much I was the best player on the field. Scored a lot of touchdowns and never to stop since.
It has not stopped since. So
yeah,
from the get-go, you're the kid scoring the touchdowns. So I assume anywhere on the offense, you probably played quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end. How do you kind of start trending towards that receiver position, the position that we know you at now?
Basically, back when I was playing as a little one, I always played offense. I always been an athlete, played quarterback, receiver, a little bit of running back. So I already knew, like, the agility part about the offense. So I just transitioned on over. So that was the best thing for me.
Nice. And I got to ask, how does a guy on your level, I mean, you begin JUCO, how'd you kind of get lost coming out of high school? I mean, it happens to a lot of guys. How did you kind of get lost in the mix and then kind of had to put yourself back on the map and end up at Arkansas Pine Bluff?
Coming out of high school, my credit score, my ACT score, so it wasn't good. So I had to, I didn't qualify. So I ended up having to go JUCO, but everything happened for a reason. So I worked my way back up to get my name back in the mix. And I'm just thanking God that I'm able to do that.
Definitely. And, you know, Josh, a lot of guys that follow the similar route to you, that go the JUCO route before they end up where they end up playing, they always kind of say that it might have been the best thing for them. It really kind of helps you really redial, focus in, know what the plan is, know what you have to do, and kind of get your feet wet in terms of working hard and getting to this next level. Now, for you, hell of a career. You did everything you needed to do. Huge invites. I always compliment you guys. The two invites that you received are priceless commodities. They allow you to work out and showcase yourself in front of NFL teams. What was it like just being able to kind of let these teams know who you are as a man? They know who you are as a player. That's why you're invited. But now they're going to know Josh Wilkes, the individual. Kind of, can you take us through those experiences for you at the Legacy Bowl and the HBCU Combine?
Oh, yeah. It was a great experience. I thank God and everyone that just gave me the opportunity to showcase my talent against all their two teams, because coming up, I never knew that I'd be able to showcase my talent between in front of all 32 teams. And I'm just thankful for that. But the experience,
it was
just...
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, but the experience, it was just amazing, though. And I took advantage of that.
Does it really sink in when you see all those NFL logos on those shirts and hats and polos that, man, this is legit? Like, these guys are eyeing you up. They're evaluating you. Does it motivate you? Does it really set in that this is so close?
Oh, yeah, it did set in. It was just a dream come true, because I worked all my life for this.
And now you're, what, a month away? Yeah,
almost
1 month away. I mean, March 26th, April 28th, things get started Thursday night in Las Vegas. I ask all the guys to come on the show, Josh. If we threw you in the film room, you're with these scouts. They're breaking down your best tape. What do you think those hallmark home run abilities are that are going to scream off the film, where they're going to have to bring you to camp and they're going to have to sign you to that 53-man roster?
My speed, definitely. To be able to go past defenders and take the top off defense to score touchdowns. My quick twitch, I got very quickness in me off the line. My releases. And just my confidence, I feel like, not me but me. But...
What's it like lining up against you? 3rd and 8, you need to make the catch to move the chains. I'm lining up against you. I mean, are you chatty? Are you quiet? Kind of take us through that type of scenario. What's it like lining up against Josh Wilkes?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a very chatty dude. It depends on what the DB is doing. But I'm very quiet. I'm just about my business. I just want to go down and make plays. So I'm gonna be very calm. So on the 3rd and 8.
Excellent. How about this? On the opposite side, what do teams need to know about that they don't see on tape? You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, a film junkie, great in the community. Maybe the offensive systems that you ran with the Lions didn't allow you to showcase other offensive skills. This is your show, Josh. We do know NFL personnel. Listen in. What else needs to be said to help you fall in their good graces, my friend?
Just off the field guy, on and off the field. He's just a hard-working guy. He leads by action. Not very a vocal leader, working on that, but he's just a guy that's just hungry right now and just willing to do anything to help his team out to win games, and that's the goal at the end of the day.
That is the goal. You get comparisons to anyone, Josh? Anybody at that next level, family, friends, teammates, coaches? They ever say, hey, you know what, we saw the Monday night game and we see this guy do his thing, it kind of reminds us of you?
I get Stephon Diggs sometimes.
Diggs is a good one. It's kind of small school kid himself.
Oh, yeah. I just get a lot of different guys just because I could do just basically anything. Short routes, medium routes, long routes.
And some of the folks listening in, they might not necessarily be draft buffs. They might not care about the NFL draft so much. They just might care about Josh Wilkes. They might love Arkansas Pine Bluff football. They might just love Josh Wilkes yourself. What else? What is there about you besides the game of football? I mean, if you're just spending some time away from the game, how do you just like to spend a Saturday afternoon?
I spend Saturday afternoon just chilling, probably watching ball, watching TV, just hang out with my family, and probably just eat. I love to eat, so.
Well, good. You're going to like the very last question of the show. You're going to definitely like that. If you like to eat, then you're going to love the last question. And meaning we are almost out of time. We always like to have a little bit of fun before we wrap up a show. We call it three and out. I'm a few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, it could be Coach Gamble. It could be any coach at Arkansas Pine Bluff. But what coach has the biggest pet peeve during practice, Josh? An absolute no-no. If you get caught doing this, you might catch a little hell.
I say Coach Trey.
What's he do where what sets him off?
Oh, I said loafing. don't get caught
fair
loafing
enough.
Or doing the wrong thing, that's definitely going to tick them off next day in the meeting room.
I love it. How about in that wide receiver unit, could be you or a teammate, who's the most serious amongst the receiver group and he's the biggest jokester? Who keeps everybody loose and ready to go on that Pine Bluff receiving staff?
I say I'm kind of the more chill guy and DeJuan Miller, number 13, he kind of gets everybody crunked up and ready to play.
Fine. And then the final one, we mentioned you love to eat. Draft weekend, when you're with family and friends, you're watching the draft, waiting to hear your name come off the board. Who is the best cook in your family, Josh, and what would you like that person to have specifically made just for you as you celebrate this next football journey?
I say my dad. I want him to cook the his famous meatballs and wing plate.
Fair enough. So dad's on the clock for meatballs, wings. You, my friend, are on clock for this 2022 NFL draft. Listen, we know you're busy. You got a lot going on. And you got, I'm sure you got a lot more ahead of you in the next months in terms of visits and just kind of allowing teams to know you more. But that said, stay humble, stay hungry, and we appreciate you stopping by the show, my friend.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Appreciate you having me.
No problem at all. Excellent.
Yes, sir.
Once again, that is Josh Wilkes, the Arkansas Pine Bluff standout receiver, HBCU Combine invite, and also an invite to the Legacy Bowl. And I can't stress enough how important those opportunities are for these guys to showcase themselves. Again, as a player, and also as an individual, it's a priceless, priceless commodity. And I know he had a good week at both those events. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.